Well, a friend walks in that I didn't know a while ago.
Okay.
He's a nice-looking young man, Brandon Troyer, had a Fritz shirt on, and I said, morning, brother. Morning, brother.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Hey, oh, my goodness.
Welcome.
If we had any better, we'd have to be twins. Brandon, where are you from?
I'm originally from Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you grow up there?
I did. I was born and raised in Phoenix, Arizona. I came out here to Branson in 2013, and I've been here since.
Wow. What drew you?
I came out here, partially it was the weather out there in Arizona. Yeah. It's 120 degrees all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, but no, it's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat. That's what we all say, yeah. Of course. But it was time to make a change. There was, you know, some things going on.
Sure.
That it was just
time out of sight. Really? Sitting at this table, some things going on? Brandon, you have no idea how many people have sat in your chair, and God has used things in a miraculous way. Mm-hmm. Because of things going on.
I guess part of what I really meant also is Branson, as opposed to any other city in the country you could have went to. Do you have family here? Or
no. When I came out here, I knew nobody.
Huh. I love that.
That is great.
Do you know any Christians?
I know a few.
Do you know a Christian?
A Christian. I know a Christian. I know some Christians. I know a lot of Christians. I think I know which Christian you're talking about.
Do you know anybody with Lloyd's of London that might be a Christian?
I think I know a guy named Christian Lloyd, if that's who you're
hey,
talking about.
Hey, Christian, good morning. Welcome to the table.
Morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I hope you know me.
He knows you. Well, Christian, welcome to Good Morning Ozarks. It's a pleasure to visit with you this morning.
It's a pleasure to be with you all as well.
Christian, are you on a speakerphone by any chance?
I was going to ask that very thing.
I'm not. I got an AirPod in. Do I need to switch to take that out?
Yeah, The radio's not picking it up real well.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like you're in the room next door. So we want to get
you
in.
Does it sound any better?
Yeah, it's much better.
Much better,
yep.
Christian.
Now you're in the room with us at the round table.
There you are.
Christian, Keith wanted to know something. I'll ask it for him. Where are you from?
I am from Oklahoma.
Oh,
born and raised in the Oklahoma City area.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Right in the shades of Edmond and OU and all of that. No, the wrong OU.
No.
I mean, not Oklahoma State, the other one.
Yeah.
So tell us about your life story. Christian, grew up, lived there, moved there. Tell us about how you met Brandon.
Well, I grew up here in Oklahoma, spent all my life here. And we actually met through a mutual friend, so... that's how we ended up meeting. But as I said, I grew up here in Oklahoma and eventually became a kids pastor. And I've been doing working in the church and a kids pastor for quite almost 10 years now. So,
well, we love Oklahoma City. We love Edmond. We love Life Church. And tell them about what we do with the YouVersion, Keith.
Well, around 8:15 or so, that break in the morning, every morning, Monday through Friday, we play the verse of the day from the YouVersion free Bible app, which they put together out at Life Church.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's see.
It's a great app.
I usually pull it up and look myself. So.
There you go.
Well, guys, I want to tell you something. Out of all the years, 20-plus, 24, 25 years, we've interviewed a lot of people. And people have come with books and authors, and really, the majority are really good, Keith.
Oh, yeah.
But there's been some you and I look at when they leave and go, well, maybe that'll be all right. Brandon, I got to tell you, when I looked at my production sheet and said, Brandon Troy, you're number one, I did not realize you were at Fritz's, a bunch of good people there, and you got one that's going to get married at Fritz's and on Mother's Day.
Yes.
And Hayden's going to get married, and we're trying to get him to come through the zip line, but I don't think he's going to do that. Christian Lloyd.
And she's not going to, for sure.
For sure. Christian Lloyd is on the phone from Oklahoma, but I reached over and I took from him, Keith, the children's book that they came in and the devotional book they talked about. But Keith,
very good.
I want to tell you something, buddy. Mm. When I picked this up, I could tell there was something different, brother. Give me your hands. By the way, Christian, my co-host is blind, and I try to do this for him to help him out. Take a look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Feel the thickness of that.
Nice book. Good size. I like that.
Go ahead and read the front of that for me.
This book is going to be talked about on Good Morning Ozarks.
Right here. It's right up here. Come up here at the top.
Right
over here.
Yeah.
The Noah's Ark.
Ooh.
Adventures.
Ah, very good.
There you are, Keith.
I like that. How did this book come about? Whichever one of you wanted to jump on that.
Brandon
Christian?
So, Christian and I, we like to get on and just talk at least once a week, if not more. And one of the things that we noticed is that when we tried talking to our kids about, you know, what's going on with them during the day, how their day was at school, if they're upset about something, getting them to talk about it. It's, you know, kids don't have a long attention span. But if you ask them to recite a Disney movie, they could tell you the entire Disney movie without fail.
Sing the songs and everything.
So the thought that I came up with, and I talked to Christian about it, was what if we make a book with a whole bunch of colorful characters, just like the cartoons that they watch, and make it relatable to where they remember it just like they do their cartoon characters. So we came up with the Noah's Ark Adventurers, and the characters that are on the front here, Everly the elephant and all the other characters here, they're all based off our kids.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, the graphics, Keith, are excellent.
That's good.
The elephant, the animals, everything is neat. So let's walk through this for just a minute.
Sure.
How did you all decide on Noah's Ark?
I mean, the animals, it just kind of came right up front. As soon as we started talking about our kids and coming up with the animals that they could become, turning them into characters, it was, you know, it kind of just came out of nowhere. They're from the Noah's Ark, of course.
But I mean, it's the graphics are great. I love this. I love the printing in such a way that it's large, the big font.
Mm-hmm.
So what am I going to find if I sit down with my grandkids or my great-grandson, who's two? How am I going to use this?
So each chapter, and this is just the first round. This is the first five chapters. We've got 15 more ready to go, but they go over different emotions. So the first chapter is just kind of introducing you to the whole story of these kids. What we do is we start off by saying the kids are in the meadow, where they're from, and one of them says, hey, I feel upset. Someone took something from me, and I feel upset, but I don't know why. Why do I feel this way? And then the other kids say, well, let's go to the Bible and find out where this emotion comes from and what God tells us about this particular emotion and what we can do. So when they open the Bible, they go into the Bible and relive part of the story. So, for instance, David and Goliath, they meet David before he goes to face off against Goliath, and they learn about courage and what it takes to be courageous and how God instructs us to be courageous in certain times. And they give us a verse to memorize and correlate with that particular emotion. And then when they go back to the meadow, it's, okay, well, we learned about that. That's interesting. Now I know why I feel this way. I know where that emotion came from. David taught me about being courageous, and I remember this verse. So when I feel this emotion again, I can go back to this verse and remember what David told me.
And it gives you a teaching moment as a parent.
Yes.
With them to talk about. Keith?
Well, Christian, of this first, what'd you say, five chapters?
Yes, sir.
Of the first five, what was your contribution, and which of those is your favorite chapter?
Well, I kind of helped with, first of all, Brandon is just phenomenal as an author and as a writer, and he actually did a lot of the writing, and I went through and did a lot of the biblical application and looking at it and help him with, you know, making sure things line up exactly with Scripture. And so I got to contribute to that, and I did get to do a little bit of writing. But again, I just got to say, Brandon is phenomenal with that. But my favorite chapter out of all of them probably has to be the sadness chapter, which is kind of interesting that that's my favorite one. But one of my favorite Bible stories is Job. Always has been, just how he fully relies on God and fully has his faith in the Lord. And I tell you, that chapter, I think, just really helps to convey what it means to be sad, and to almost, you know, as you become an adult, you see that you become in despair even. But this chapter, I think, really helps to let the kids see that sadness is okay. And, you know, I know we like to say, for at least men, I have two daughters, but at least for the kids, you know, you still want to say, oh, big guys don't cry. Well, I like to argue against that and say, no, it's good for us to cry. And so I really enjoy the sadness chapter.
So,
all of them.
Christian, let me ask you a question. I was looking at fun stuff, Keith, the Noah's Ark adventure. Job and kids, Keith?
Yeah. Yeah, you guys took on some pretty tough subjects here in the first five chapters, and you say that there's more to come, but who did the illustrations?
Time out. I won't stay on Job for just a second, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
I want to know, in that chapter, do we talk about Job's friends by any chance?
Yes, we do. And it's a little different than what most people would think. The way we approached it is, especially when talking to our kids, it's the adventurers, they meet Job and they learn about his story and all of his sadness and the things that he goes through. But the way that we use it as a teaching moment for our kids through this book is to say his friends were there. You might be going through some sadness in your life, and that's okay. You know, always rely on God, but just know that your friends can be there too. Family could be there, just to be there and listen to you. And that's part of one of the discussion questions that we have after the chapter's over. We have five discussion questions, and one of them is, how can we be there for somebody in their time of sadness?
Wow, Keith. Go ahead.
Now, you both mentioned your kids. Brandon, how many kids do you have, and what's their ages?
I've got three. I've got Everly, who is six, Olivia, who is five, and then Roddy, who's going to be one in June.
All right. And Christian, you?
Yes, I've got two. I've got Parker, who is five, and then I've got JC, who will be, just like Brandon's, will be one in June.
Very good.
You guys got a lot in common. Now, let me tell you, I've got some ideas I want to talk to you about in just a second. But right now, if you're listening and you're a parent of a young one under what age?
Yeah, what age group is this?
We wrote this for, I mean, really anybody, even the parents. We've had a couple parents come to us and say, you know, reading this book has really helped me communicate better with family members, friends, my kids. So anybody who's just wanting to learn more about God, emotions, and being able to communicate that
better.
So you're
telling me this 40 font that I'm reading, these beautiful pictures, can speak because God's using this in a way for people, whether adults, children, or whatever. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I mean, this is something that Christian and I talked about. We wanted this to not only resonate with kids, but there's even a lot of adults, sometimes myself included, that it's hard to communicate and understand why I'm feeling a certain emotion. I don't understand it. But being able to read through this and have topics that we could talk about and discussion questions that we could talk about, it makes it easier because not only are you talking about it with other folks like you guys, but you're also going to God and saying, help me understand why do I feel this way.
Christian from Oklahoma, in the great state of Oklahoma, in Oklahoma City area. Good to have you with us. Tornado Alley, where when a storm comes up, they cover it 7 hours, Keith.
Yeah.
Brandon's with us. Brandon works over at Fritz's Adventure, which is a great adventure. And this is an adventure, the Noah's Ark Adventures. But I want to say something to somebody listening today. We have a library here at KLFC Radio. And you can trump that library, Keith, by doing what?
Well, you could call 417-334-5532, tell Darren your name and your phone number, and that you'd really like that book. Maybe it's a grandparent, you got some grandkids you want to share it with, or a parent and you want to share it with your kids. You could do that right now.
Keith, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Just take this book for just a moment.
Uh-huh.
And act like your little grandkids are on your lap. Look at that. Feel.
That is, and it opens.
Yes,
it's a nice size. It's wider than it is tall, and it great paper. Did you guys do any of the illustrating, or was that done by somebody else?
So we have been searching for a long time to find somebody to do illustrations for our book. Our illustrations were actually done by someone that I had found in an illustration group on social media. And she had said that she wanted to help us out. She loved the story. And so Rebecca Yee, she's actually a Christian author as well. She did all of our illustrations here, and she did a phenomenal job.
Well, these are excellent. The eyes, the elephant's trunk, the what is this one right here? Is that a panda?
Yep, the panda and the raccoon.
Good looking. And a raccoon and an elephant right in the middle, Keith. And got the book open, written by Brandon Troyer and Christian Lloyd. Guys, let's dive into something personal.
Sure.
Who wants to go first with your own faith story? I think I'm going to trump you for just a second, Christian. You go to Brandon. Because, Brandon, you said you came out here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you said that
Phoenix.
To us, right?
Yep.
By yourself, you didn't know anybody.
Right.
But I got a problem.
Okay.
You said you have three children.
Yes, sir.
Six, five, and one, which tells me there's a wife involved somewhere.
Yes, sir.
So that almost happened after you got here. Tell us about this journey.
So when I came out here, I started working at Silver Dollar City. And I was working in the Grand Expo, and you know, I was looking to start over in life. The things that I was doing in Arizona, just I needed a change. And I was definitely blessed. The Lord definitely stepped into my life because He brought my wife into my life, and things have never been the same. I would say that the last almost 11 years of my life have been the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Brandon, I got to ask Keith, I want you to piggyback on this. Mm. Would you explain to me, in the world we're walking through, the freshness of this testimony when things just aren't right? You say, you know what?
Yeah.
I am going east.
Yeah, I'm going to make a new start. And the Lord surrounded you with people here. And that's one of the things that draws people here, is the people and how open we are about our faith. Did you have any faith growing up in Phoenix? Was that part of your life?
No.
It all happened after you got here.
It was, I would attend church from time to time, but at the, you know, as a teenager, it was, you know, my aunt would say, hey, I want to take you to church and get you to know Jesus. And it was, okay, I get a chance.
But
to
at least you had a taste of that.
A taste of it, yes.
So my question is, at Silver Dollar City, did you feel the overarching principles that the Hirshians had done and the people that were around you?
The person who was my team lead at the time, Kevin Day, he was the guy who was in charge of the Grand Expo at the time, and he's a good pastor friend of mine. He prayed with me, prayed over me on a regular basis.
Man.
And that was one of the starts to my faith. And then when I met my wife at Silver Dollar City, you know, she asked me to go with her to church, and I did.
Super.
And you know, progressively, my faith grew, but there was a pastor at the church that I go to. He's moved on to a different church now, but when he spoke from the pulpit,
mention the church if you don't mind.
Oh yeah, New Beginnings in Hollister.
Oh sure.
Oh boy, do we know.
I was there with Dennis when he was over there.
Yeah, Dennis, I love Dennis.
When they started it, Mr. Marks and others. It's got a great reputation, but look how it touched you.
Mm-hmm. It was September of 2020 that I got up on the stage in front of everybody and said that today is the day that I accept Jesus.
Amen.
I can't do this anymore on my own, and it's time to start.
You know what? That's Keith awesome. And I read the headlines, and we just get sometimes stumped, right, Keith, by the world?
Yeah, we do.
I want to remember the freshness of your account. Came here from Phoenix and said, what do you got? And boy, you went from the wilderness to the Holy Land.
Christian, how about your faith story?
Time out just one second.
Okay, all right.
You found another Christian company, didn't you?
Yes.
Over at Fritz's Adventure.
Yes, I did.
They got some pretty good principles over there, too.
Yes, they did.
Absolutely.
And not bad ziplining either, Keith.
No, not bad.
Gary Keith.
All right. Christian, tell us your faith story. Share that with us, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up here, as I said, in Oklahoma City, Edmond area, and my parents were kind of a big part of my life, but unfortunately it wasn't the best situation. And then my grandparents also lived here. And so I ended up moving in with them, at a young age. And there was one night where, they take me to church pretty much every time the doors open. And then there was one night that I heard a sermon and the pastor had just preached on the importance of trusting in the Lord and the importance of not being scared of hell necessarily, but making sure that we know where we're going when we die. And so, as a youngish child, I went to bed that night and then woke up in the middle of the night about five or six times and woke up my grandparents and said, "Hey, I want to talk about Jesus and I want to make Jesus the boss of my life," I think is what I said. And eventually they just kept saying, "No, go to bed. We'll do it in the morning." And probably about 2 in the morning, they finally relented after I had gotten up and woken them up about 5 or 6 times. And
I love it.
We sat around our coffee table, and I prayed to receive Christ then.
Well, Brandon, how old are you?
I am 33.
How old are you, Christian?
I'm 30.
Keith, we've done this before with these young people that came from the high school. What's it doing for your spirit to hear these two young men connected in a way you wouldn't think so? Got a book called The Noah's Ark Adventures right here. Keith, what's your heart telling you?
Well, that there is hope. You know, we're in our 70s, and we see all the turmoil that's going on and all the folks that want to change who they were born as and so on and so forth. And it just gets overwhelming for us. Sometimes we kind of say, is there hope? Well, yes, there is hope. And there's hope in two 30-year-old guys here that got together, wrote a book. Strong. You could have, you know, just kind of mildly mentioned the Bible, but here you have plunged into it neck deep, so to speak, with all kinds of Bible references and much, much more for our young people. And our hats are off to you, and you are a welcome breath of fresh air.
Oh, my goodness. And by the way, the phone lines are still open. Last chance for the book before it goes to the library.
Yep.
417-334-5532. But I want you to bring me a copy of the book, or I can stop by Fritz's and pick one up, because I'll tell you where else this is going. A friend of mine is the head and chief guy at the Ark Encounter in Ken Ham's group in Kentucky. Now, maybe you've already seen your book. But if they haven't seen your book, I'd like to send it to them.
Absolutely.
Have they seen it yet?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Christian, do you know if they have or not at the Ark Encounter?
No, I don't believe they have.
Well, I like to do this because I work on percentages. No, I want to help any way that I can. Keith, this is so neat and so much fun. But I got to ask, I'm concerned about Christian for a minute.
Really?
I hear him saying, Brandon's right here. We can touch him. We can see his shirt.
Right.
He's a nice young man. We don't see Christian.
No.
He says he's from Oklahoma City.
No.
Can we vet him?
Sure.
Ready?
Does he know where Pops is?
Ask
I do, Route 66.
That's good. There's number one. That's good.
Okay, that's
number
good.
Two, do you know where Kelly is?
I do, yes. Yep.
Oh, yeah? Does it run a long way through Oklahoma City?
It runs through Edmond. And
that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Very often.
All right,
yeah.
That's two.
What is Kelly? What is Kelly?
It's like 76 Country Music Boulevard.
It's
a major road.
So it's a major street.
All right.
Okay.
Here's your last one.
2-0. Go on here.
All right. Old downtown Edmond, down by the farmer's market. Do you know, that Keith, this is big.
Okay.
This is it. Brandon, this is going to hinge on your relationship with him, okay?
Because
he can't answer this. We're doubting him.
Okay.
What is Indian fry bread, Brandon?
Oh, you said Christian.
I don't know. I'm sorry, Brandon. You can't. Christian, what is Indian fry bread?
Oh, it's the base of Indian tacos, which delicious fried bread, nice and thick.
Man.
And, you can enjoy it with a lot.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're winner, winner, chicken dinner,
there
let me
go.
Tell you.
Yeah.
I had one of my first Indian bread tacos in Edmond, Oklahoma, down where they have a lot of street festivals and stuff down there. It's
very
pretty
cool.
Neat. Well,
right.
This is great, Brandon and Christian. Keith?
Well, Christian, you ever been over here to Branson?
I have, yeah. We've been twice now and really enjoyed it. Went to Fritz's and my daughter loved getting to play and do all that, but I really enjoyed it. I've been up to Table Rock Lake as well.
Very good. We'll come back again sometime. And you guys, when does the next book, you're going to do another 5 chapters or what's up next, Brandon?
So the plan we're going to do is the next 5 chapters. We'll put out, there'll be 4 books in the Discover Emotion series that we've got here. And our next venture is we're going to do the Noah's Ark Adventurers, and they're going to learn about the fruits of the Spirit.
Oh, very good.
Man, you know what?
Wow.
There's some young family somewhere going to read this book, and their kids are getting the age of years up. I think your oldest, you said, is
six.
And they're going to learn some lessons because this life is coming at us so fast, Keith.
Yes.
And the world's coming at us in a way of transgenderism and things that are off the wall, but this can keep them grounded right to the rock, Keith.
Amen. That's good. Well, where's the book available?
Right now it's available on Walmart.com, Amazon, mainly just those two are the big ones.
Amazon and Walmart,
mm-hmm.
Primarily? Okay, very good. And Christian, we certainly want to say a great job to you, and Brandon, a great job to you. You guys did an excellent job of putting this book together, and thank you for sharing it with us.
And I want to encourage both of you, keep up what you're doing. We need this. Keep us updated when the next book comes out. If you get a chance, if you could drop one or two by here to the station, we'll leave this in the library.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to take the other one, I'm going to mail it to my friend at Ark Encounter. And it might show up in their bookstore. Who knows?
And that's good. Think my 11-year-old granddaughter, who was at Fritz's yesterday for about 5 hours and had a blast, would be perfect for her age group.
Perfect. And you know what? That answers some of your questions about when you're talking to your grandkids.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Guys did a great job, Mr.
Thanks.
Indian Fry Bread. We'll see you, Christian.
Christian, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate
it. Tell everybody hello over at Fritz's.
Will do. Thank you.
And by the way, if you zip right across to Hertz, pick you up a donut.
Yeah, there you go. Maple.
God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. Thank you. Hey, we're going to continue. Good Morning Ozarks. So you stay with us on Good Morning Ozarks. Welcome to the 8 o'clock half hour of Good Morning Ozarks. Keith O'Neill and Charlie Ingram with you on Life FM. If you missed the last half hour, Brandon and Kristen talked about their Noah Encounter book, and you will want to go hear the podcast. You can send it to somebody that didn't get a chance to hear it. Share it with somebody that you know. Go to klfcradio.com, get the podcast there, or you can listen to it on the Life FM app.
Keith, when you're golfing, which is going to be coming up, a fundraiser for Core before long, I'll tell you about that sometime next week, and you hit the ball and it's kind of going awry, right?
Yeah.
What do you yell?
Ouch.
No, Keith, you yell fur.
No, yeah. you yell four.
Your microphone, buddy. Your dad likes to talk. Yeah. We love
you.
He
mentioned something during the break. It was kind of intriguing. He said, my dad, who's in radio, told me to pronounce four, not fur.
That's right.
And so, I think that's great advice, Brandon, from your dad.
Growing up, I mean, dad being on the radio, there was a lot of things that I've learned over the course of my life. But the one thing that I'll always remember that my dad taught me is when you speak with diction and clarity so that everyone understands exactly what you're saying.
And don't talk so fast they can't hear you.
Exactly.
Is there anything else you'd like to say bad about me?
That didn't prick you out.
We didn't have to.
We did not look at you. We did not point our fingers at you.
Okay. Darren, being from Pontiac, has already sent me some personal texts before about talking fast, chasing rabbits, and using fur.
Fur.
Okay. Or corn or Washington. Hey,
so what kind of radio did your dad do in Phoenix?
He was on talk radio for a long time. And to list all the radio stations that he was on would take quite a bit of time. But the one that I know for sure, without accidentally saying the wrong station, is KFYI in Phoenix. They were a talk show radio station. And when he was there, they were number one in Phoenix.
Wow. Well, this is great.
And does he still do radio?
So, actually, a couple weeks ago, he called me and was super excited. He has graduated with a bachelor's degree with project management. He's still doing some side projects for radio. So, he's got friends out there on the radio that ask him, hey, can you put a radio spot together for us? Because when he talks,
people
listen. He's got that voice.
That voice, you know. And so he does that from time to time, but he's does work for Best Western now.
So my question is, does he have friends in
low places?
I'm just wondering.
there's a country station that he did work for, and I can't remember what it was.
You know, radio guys, and I spent a long time in commercial radio, and you do get an opportunity to be on stations for one reason or another. So you may do country, you may whatever. So it's fun.
And Brandon, let me tell you what I've learned over 25 years. Keith has taken me, molded me, made me what I am today for radio. Because so many times, for example, come 8:15 today.
Don't believe
it. You told me we're not supposed to interrupt people.
I've tried.
Come 8:15 today, Keith's going to say, it is time for
the verse of the day.
Because people like it at the same time every day.
Every day. Your dad would say that.
Yeah. And there's a certain way that you have to say it. There's a video on YouTube he showed me a long time ago. It's called The Morning Guy. And when he wakes up, the alarm clock goes off. He narrates the entire day.
That's fun.
And he said that is exactly what life is like as a radio person all the time.
That's cool.
Well, I had no idea when you walked here from Fritz's Adventure that we'd have such an adventure. So take just a minute. Say hello to your family in Phoenix if they're listening. And if they're not, no big deal. Why,
Keith? You can send it to them on the podcast. You go to klfcradio.com. I found that Spotify is a great way to send that podcast to somebody.
All right. You're on, Brandon.
All right. Hey, everybody out in Phoenix, Mom, Dad, Nana, Papa, love you guys. And thanks for all the support and, you know, encouraging me to dive in and write this book. Dad, thank you for making sure that I speak with utter clarity and don't use the word fur.
Fur.
One, two, three, fur.
Fur. Fur.
Yeah.
Right. All right. You're not old enough, but I'm going to take a shot.
Nice.
Okay. Job. Indian fried bread, he won, right?
Kristen did.
Yeah. Let's see if Brandon wins.
Yeah.
Peoria Street.
Peoria Street. Are we talking
in Phoenix?
West or east Peoria Street?
Can't remember because I'm going to give you another one.
Okay.
You ready?
Because
you're not old enough for this.
Okay.
Metro Mall.
Oh, Metro. I was so upset. I got a call from Mom recently, and she said that they are closing down Metro Center.
Really?
When I went back and visited, 5-6 years ago. It's been too long. They had shut down most of Metro Center, but they threw a Walmart into Metro Center.
Oh, no. Well, Keith, years ago, as he saw in Metro Center, guess what they had? A freestanding Face Amusements on steroids.
Really?
A freestanding arcade-type building, which kind of is just neat. And I remember that like it was yesterday. And close to that is a place called Sunny Slope.
Yes. I went to Alhambra for high school. Sunny Slope was the we don't go there.
And my brother-in-law, who's 93, pastored the Sunny Slope Christian Church. What do you think, Keith?
How about that?
Yeah.
Have you been to the airplane museum out there?
Been to the airplane museum. Been to the Barrett Jackson Museum
out there.
Yep.
And old Tucson Studios south of Tucson, where they made most of the westerns.
One of the things I remember mostly about Saguaro cactuses, other than growing up around them all the time, is the first time my wife came out to Phoenix to meet my family. She stepped off the plane, never seen a cactus before in her life, and almost went to go into
Oh, don't hug
cactus.
It.
So it was a quick learning lesson. But
yeah.
We're good.
So let me ask you, palm trees or cactus?
I love palm trees.
There you are. So do we. We just don't have any except in front of Whitewater.
No,
great true. Blessing. Tell the people that Fritz says hi, Travis and everybody.
Yes, we'll do.
You take care of people so well, and it's a fun place. God bless you, God and bless best you. To you on the book.
Thank you.